USA Radio News.
Border Patrol agents will continue to use tear gas if Central American migrants attack again using rocks. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says agents are using the least intrusive tools they possibly can. Republican Congressman Ron Johnson says this whole border issue, it's been going on a long time.
Last fiscal year, over 1,400 people per day either were apprehended coming to this country illegally between the borders or showed up at the ports of entry and didn't have proper documentation. Last month alone, that figure was 1,960 people per day.
First Lady Melania Trump has added opioid addiction rehabilitation as one of her pillars to her Be Best initiative to help children of all ages. Today, the First Lady was addressing students at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.
And if you or someone you know needs help, you need to be brave enough to ask.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits, and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
A survey asks what Americans see as the biggest threats to the U.S. economy. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the answers.
43% of the Americans surveyed said that the current political climate in Washington is the biggest threat to the U.S. economy over the next 6 months. According to that new Bankrate.com survey, it's nearly five times more than the next highest threat, which is terrorism, which comes in at 9%. 8% said they feel rising interest rates are the greatest economic threat, with 7% worried about overseas economic instability. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Department of Justice is going after some international computer hackers and scammers. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced today that two Iranian men have been indicted by a federal grand jury.
The defendants allegedly hijacked victims' computers and shut them down until the victims paid a ransom.
Victims include the cities of Atlanta and Newark. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Former President Barack Obama took credit for the recent boom in U.S. oil production immediately after praising the Paris Climate Accords, which committed to the U.S. dramatically reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The former president was in Houston.
I was extraordinarily proud of the Paris Accords because, look, I know, I know we're an oil country, and we need American energy, and by the way, American energy production. You wouldn't always know it, but, it went up every year I was president. And, that whole suddenly America's like the biggest oil producer and the biggest gas, that was me, people. I just wanted you to. So, it's a little like, sometimes you go to Wall Street and folks would be grumbling about anti-business. I said, have you checked where your stocks were when I came into office and where they are now? What are you talking? What are you complaining about? Just say thank you, please. Because I want to raise your taxes a couple percent.
Worth noting, it was former President Obama who said that when gas prices spiked during his presidency, that we couldn't just, quote, drill our way out of it, unquote. Please do remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.